Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're going through verses that I have unpacked in the book We Too, how the church can respond redemptively to the sexual abuse crisis. And we've been going through some heavy stuff the past couple days, and it's not been easy actually for me to pray through this, but I wanted to give a little bit of hope today. So I'm going to jump from Genesis yesterday all the way to the end of the story in Revelation 22. And I think there's some hope for us as we walk through that. This is from Revelation 22, 12 through 17 in the Holman Christian Standard Version of the Bible, and it says this: "Look, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to repay each person according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter the city by the gates. Outside are the dogs, the sorcerers, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices lying. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to attest these things to you for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright morning star. Both the Spirit and the Bride say, 'Come.' Anyone who hears should say, 'Come.' And the one who is thirsty should come. Whoever desires should take the living water as a gift." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I thank you that you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the beginning of our stories and the end of our stories. And you also walk with us in the middle of our stories, the in medias res, place where we live right now in the kingdom of the now and the not yet. You walk with us through the power of the Holy Spirit that lives within us to give us the strength we need for every single day. But there will come a day when you wipe every tear from our eyes and justice will be completely done. Those who have hurt others will be seen, and even if they seemingly got away with it for their entire lives and were able to cover things up, you still see. I'm so grateful that I am your child, and I thank you for securing that place that we can call you Abba, Father, because of what Jesus has done on the cross. We have been entered into your presence. When you died on the cross, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, from heaven to earth, and we have utter access into the Holy of Holies, a place that was forbidden for most of Israel, except for the high priest once a year. And so we have that access right now, and we can be with you in your presence. You are the one who is just. You are the one who sees. You are the one who will make everything right. And Lord, I look forward to that day when these tears that have been cried, and I've cried many of them, will be wiped away, and I will finally be at peace. And I pray that you would give my friend listening today that holy imagination of what things will be like, and the grit to endure the day, sometimes when we are living in the aftermath of trauma and we have complex post-traumatic stress disorder and syndrome, and we are living in the aftermath of someone else's violation of us. It can seem really dark, and the road can seem really, really long. But I just pray today that your Holy Spirit would remind those listening to this prayer that you are with them, that you are healing them, that there is hope, that there is a future, and the future is bright. And I pray for little bits of light today, that you would break through the darkness and the dark thinking and the lies, and you would expose them with your truth that we are your children. We are dearly loved by our Father, and you will take all things that we have endured and have some sort of ability that is beyond my imagination that will turn those difficulties into joy, will turn those difficulties into ministry, will heal that brokenness so that we can be agents of healing to this broken world. Lord, I thank you for that. Thank you that you have washed us clean. We are pure as snow. Your cross has not only cleansed us from the sin that we have committed, but has cleansed us from the sin that has been committed against us. So we thank you for that. We finish this prayer with adulation. We finish this prayer with praise for you who sits on the throne, interceding at the right hand of the Father. Every single day we have you as our advocate who is advocating for us. And someday, Lord, we're going to see you face to face, and it will be amazing. And all of this pain that we have endured will melt away in the settledness of your gaze. And so I thank you for that. And I pray that we would live with that vision in mind today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. Different ways to help. At the $5 level, you get a free painting from me every month, and I usually sell those on Etsy, so it is a little bit of a value. And at $20 a month, you get a free podcast that nobody else gets. So thank you for that. If you want to know more about the book, you can go to we2.org, and you will learn everything you need to know. So thanks so much, and have an amazing day.